Ready.
This is Free Talk Live. We are launching into hour number three of the live Saturday edition of the program. You can take control of the airwaves via the toll-free number 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. And it's Ian here with you.
And Mark.
You can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. All the features are free, so enjoy those on us. Again, that is freetalklive.com. As we go right into your phone calls, that is the purpose of the program. We start with Rob listening to WFLA in Tampa, or at least you were. We're not on in our third hour, unfortunately, there in Tampa. Rob, you're still on Free Talk Live, though. Here you are.
Hey, how you doing? Am I think I'm on speaker?
Yeah, here you are. What's on your mind?
Oh, there you go. I wasn't sure if you're on speaker now, still. Hey, how you doing?
Great.
I know, I heard you talking. You said you wanted to hear some people who talk about what they like about a candidate, and I haven't heard anybody really say anything about that yet, so I figured I'd call in and let you know what I got to say on this.
All right, go ahead.
I'm going for McCain and Palin myself. Wow. I've always considered myself a conservative. However, I have to admit that you've been right on. I like everything you're saying. I'm very much, in my heart, I consider myself kind of a libertarian. However, I've always felt that the libertarians, because it's a third party, they have no chance of ever getting elected. So I pick the lesser of two evils, and I go with the Republicans.
Right. I'm not I generally am not a big fan of the Libertarian Party. They've gone astray, too.
Correct.
I'm not there.
Okay. All right. Now we're back to my objection from the first hour. And for those just tuning in, my original question was, if you're really excited about the candidate, one of the major party candidates that you're voting for, please explain why, and the number is 800-259-9231. We got a bunch of surface-level sort of responses that were really...
The conclusion we can draw from this, Ian...
People don't know squat.
A million people listening are not excited about the candidates. In fact, what they
are
is they're biting... They're voting to because they're scared of what the other guy is going to do.
Well, this is why I'm confused, Rob, because you say you're excited about the candidate, but then on the other hand, you just said that you're not really...
I was trying to lay down my basic belief source, but I'm going to tell you that I am 100% excited about Sarah Palin, not so much McCain. McCain is more of the usual. He's a Republican. He's going to say what he needs to say. I like Sarah Palin because Sarah Palin is the closest thing that you and me and any of us are ever going to see in our lifetimes to a normal person.
Well, I agree that she's a normal person. I agree she's normal She's not that great of a candidate, you know? I mean, I've looked into her, and she's got some libertarian qualities, but they're not exactly motivating.
I'm sorry, no, Mark. I mean, we've been over this on this program, this idea.
Libertarian qualities.
Yeah, this idea that this...
I mean, she's somebody who hasn't been molded from the time that she was a teenager to be a politician. Do you honestly think that 5 years ago she aspired to be the vice president? She was the mayor of a little podunk town. She somehow became a governor. And let's face it, the only reason she's in the position she's in is because the great political machine has elevated her. But she's there now.
Right.
I want to see what a normal person can do with this.
But normal people,
it's literally
I see,
like a Disney movie, almost like.
Right. It is just like that.
Okay, I see where you're coming from on that, and I will agree with you to the extent that, yeah, and then we touched on this in hour number two, the idea that normal people who aren't lawyers and professional politicians would be somehow better at running this organization known as the government. However, I don't think that's really saying much because what we're talking about is an entity that has a monopoly over coercive force. They threaten people for a living. That's what they do. They're men and women that make threats to peaceful people, and if you don't follow what they order, then they are going to throw you in a cage and
possibly kill
you. And we
listened to 2 hours tonight of normal people calling in, proposing this tax plan, that tax plan.
Right.
Everything that the government does is a tax plan.
Right.
So
everybody's got their own version of what they think the government should do. I think the government should ban this and this and this, and I think the government should do this and this and this. But the problem is whenever you say that stuff, you're talking about forcing people. So if I disagree with Ms. Palin or Mr. Biden or whoever the hell the candidate is, if I disagree disagree, then I say, well, you know, that's okay. You guys go have fun over there. I'm just going to keep my money, and I'm going to live life as a free man. There's a chance they could send men with guns after me to throw me in a cage because of that. And that's where my problem lies. So I don't think Ms. Palin is going to be any different in that she has her vision for what she thinks America should be, and she's willing to force other people to follow along with it. And that's the problem with the entire system as a whole. But I do understand where you're coming from.
I mean, any candidate we put in there, that's what we're going to get. Because that's what the government does. But I would,
that is what they do.
I would really prefer to see someone who's not a billionaire, someone who hasn't been molded and shaped like a piece of clay, to do what the political machine wants them to do.
But I think that's where you're wrong,
too. What someone can do.
I think that you're going to be...
the possibilities.
You'll be proven...
Screw it up, you know?
Well, you'll be proven wrong, and here's why I predict that you'll be proven wrong. I mean, if she gets selected and all that. You'll be proven wrong.
She's going to be
the
vice president.
Right now.
Well, right, but McCain will have a heart attack. She'll be the president. Anyway.
You know, I hate to say it, but it's like I said, you know, I'm almost, bless his heart, you know, I'm almost willing to say, oh, let's see McCain Keel and see what she can do.
I was right there about a month ago with you.
Right.
I mean, when she was first announced, I was excited.
You have to understand that, yes, while she was put in that position for political reasons, that doesn't mean that she is all innocent, innocent. She doesn't know what's going on. I mean, these people, the Republicans and the Democrats, are very structured organizations. There are people that are, you know, essentially handlers of these folks, and they are getting their orders from on high. If they step out of line, then they are going to be punished, and they know they can only do so much.
By their own party, you're right. Their own party will tear them apart. Joe Lieberman proved that. His own party turned on him when he refused to do what they wanted him to do.
So I appreciate your optimism in that you think that things could somehow change for the better in Washington, D.C., but I'm sorry, my friend. It's going to be politics as usual, even if it's, you know, the doe-eyed politician from Alaska.
I like his answers the best at this point. Now, I'm not saying that I agree necessarily with whom you're intending to vote, but I like the answers the best. It sounds, you know, to me like he's trying. And the fact is, whether you vote or not, it doesn't matter, because there's only...
Well, and that's the problem that we have, and it is an unfortunate position to be in, but all we got is hope at this point. That's
right.
All we can do.
Right. They've taken our freedom,
you know,
they've taken our money.
We're going to get one of them so we can hope for the better.
Right, they've taken our freedom and our money, so all we've got left is hope.
Well, we've got more than that. It's the Free State Project, and that's why Mark and I have moved here to New Hampshire in order to get active and actually make a difference and get the hell out of this hope process and actually get and move on and achieve liberty in our lifetime. I thank you for the call and the thoughts tonight, Tom. Appreciate hearing from you. 800-259-9231. No, that was Rob, actually. Rob.
Tom now, soldier.
Yeah, let's go to Jeremy. Three letters. I was close. Let's go to Jeremy in Montana. You're on Free Talk Live.
Brains are funny.
Hey, guys. I appreciate every minute of your time and airwaves. I know what we talk about on the air on a daily basis is very imperative.
Yes.
Yes, sir. Imperative. Go ahead.
But other than that, I was going to say I'm going to either vote for Ron Paul or Chuck Baldwin, because I want to wake up the next day and see what percentage, I mean, if we can rely on all the voting accuracy and everything, which, excuse me.
Sorry, take another drink.
No, I was actually eating something when you...
Oh, there you go.
Oh, pretzels.
Hey, Jeremy, now isn't it the truth that Ron Paul is actually on the ballot in Montana?
Yes, sir. And
that's pretty cool.
And so Chuck Baldwin's on the ballot nationally, and I would like to see the percentage of liberty-loving people that get together and...
We'll see. That'll be interesting. We'll be keeping an eye on that, and if we don't mention it, make sure you call in to let us know. Jeremy, thanks for the call as always, sir. Enjoy your night and the rest of your weekend. 800-259-9231. That guy enjoys every second of his life, I think. Anyway, 1-800-259-9231.
I got nothing to say.
You can bring up absolutely anything on this program, and we don't have to be talking about the election. In fact, normally we don't talk about the election, but it is the weekend before the election, so I figured I'd throw that question out there and see if we could get a decent answer to it as far as, is anybody really excited about these candidates? And for the most part, it seems like the answer is no.
Well, it's the same thing every year. You get the choice between two crappy candidates, and you vote for the one in order that the other one doesn't get in there. And I think it's sad. I think it's sad our political process has come to that.
1-800-259-9231. That is the SACL CAI toll-free line. Still to come, one of those candidates is throwing a family member under the bus in the name of immigration.
In the name of getting elected.
Yeah. So we'll talk about that. Also, coming right up, I want to talk a little bit more about the idea of creating jobs. I want to get away from these political guys for a little while. The whole idea that government can create jobs and take your calls about anything. This is Free Talk Live.
Men, are you urinating more frequently? Do you wake up to urinate? Now be honest. Is your sex drive what it used to be? Don't ignore the warning signs. Prostate problems begin around age 40. And by 60, one out of every two men will have these symptoms, and they do not go away. Take Superbeta Prostate. It has 3,000 times more concentration of the key ingredient in saw palmetto. It's so powerful, you'd have to take 100 saw palmetto capsules in order to get the same health benefits of one Superbeta Prostate. Try it risk-free for 30 days and give your prostate the nutrition it needs. For a risk-free trial of Beta Prostate, call 1-800-246-6204. That's 1-800-246-6204. With Super Beta Prostate, you get results or you get your money back. Call 1-800-246-6204. That's 1-800-246-6204.
Honey, have you seen the remote?
Sweetie, have you seen my car keys?
I can't find my wallet.
Sound familiar? Why not save time looking for lost things and lose the stress instead? Introducing our patented Find One, Find All Key Finders, or FOFA XD for short. Once a FOFA key finder is attached to each of those easy-to-lose things, it can find and be found by all the rest. Use your wallet to find your keys to find the remote control, or any of them to find an uncharged or muted cell phone. The possibilities are endless. FOFA goes through walls, cushions, and laundry baskets up to 30 feet and projects a clear 90-plus decibel beep.
Got the remote!
Oh, my keys.
There's my wallet.
Order your FOFA today with batteries included along with a 30-day money-back guarantee by calling Find One, Find All at 866-245-8670. That's 866-245-8670. Or buy online at findonefindall.com. That's findonefindall.com.
You invest, you buy insurance, you wear your seatbelt, you do things to ensure your family's future and protection. But why? Just in case? With the current state of affairs, ask yourself, am I ready? Preparation starts at SurvivalGearSource.com. SurvivalGearSource.com has a huge selection of vital products, emergency survival kits, gas masks, MREs, communication devices, products for pet care, your car, home, office, and school. Protect against all natural disasters and terror attacks that can happen at any time. If you are not prepared, the last place you want to be is standing in FEMA lines. Invest in your future now. Visit SurvivalGearSource.com or call 877-231-1925. That's 877-231-1925. SurvivalGearSource.com. That's SurvivalGearSource.com. Or call 877-231-1925. 877-231-1925. SurvivalGearSource.com. Prepare for tomorrow now.
Don't be a victim of sudden cardiac arrest due to inflammation of the arterial walls. Our hemp foods are anti-inflammatory and gluten-free and can greatly benefit the health of the human body. By calling 908-691-2608 or visiting hempusa.org, you can benefit from this wonderful natural food source. Our customers are also purchasing this natural food for long-term storage, camping, survival, and emergency food rations. Call 908-691-2608 or visit hempusa.org today. Hempusa.org believes that now is the time to plan for the future, and food will be your greatest asset. People spend money on all kinds of things, but our warning is prepare now for food shortages in the future. So don't delay. Call today, 908-691-2608. And see what our powder, seeds, and oil can do for you.
This is Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231. And get interactive at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live. It's the live Saturday edition of the program. You can take control of the airwaves via the toll-free number, 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line, and it's Ian here with you.
And Mark.
You can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. The features are free. They include the Shrine of Female Listeners, the dozens of ladies who've sent us their validated photo to prove they listen to the show. Head over to shrine.freetalklive.com and see what that's all about. Shrine.freetalklive.com.
If you have a company that needs to try something new in the area of collections, it's a tough economy, like to get some of those bills that people haven't paid on, talk to SACL CAI. They're the main sponsor of the show. You can find their banner at freetalklive.com. They're right up there at the left-hand portion of the upper left-hand portion of the page.
That's the right-hand side.
Is it? You're right.
Yeah.
At the right-hand side of the page. SACL CAI, they handle all your accounts receivable needs.
You don't have to be too qualified to be a radio talk show host.
You don't have to know left and right, that's for sure. And that little finger trick, I can tell left and never mind.
Let's continue with your phone calls about what you want, and we go to Casey, listening to KUSA in Washington. Hello, Casey. Casey, you are
hey guys,
on the air.
How's it going?
Hey, what's on your mind?
Well, you know, I'd like you to do me a favor and tell me what party would I belong to. I'm a conservative. I believe in doing the right thing no matter what. However, I'm very liberal in the area of drug laws,
okay.
Police intervening with our rights, such as Second Amendment rights to bear arms.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, I'm kind of confused because I know so many people that are just like me that believe if they want to smoke a doobie, nobody has a right to tell them they can't.
Damn right.
And if somebody wants to do cocaine or whatever the heck else it is, they should have that right. And,
yeah.
You know, if they're going to abuse their children because they're doing that, then maybe something should be done to protect kids. However, we should all have the right to do whatever the heck we want, so long as we're not harming other people.
You sound like somebody that gets the idea of liberty. Now, at one time, the Libertarian Party would have been appropriate, I think, but I don't think anymore that they understand liberty. They've been infiltrated by people that have watered down their message. But, man, you sound like I would have sounded 5 years ago.
And I don't think that necessarily voting for the Libertarian Party on a national level is going to do much. I just don't think there's anything that
there's nothing that can be done on the national level.
I think that the United States, you've got the most powerful government that's ever existed on the planet because, well, you know, they've got modern weapons.
Right, and they're not going to let it go.
And they're not going to let it go. There's just nothing that we're going to do about it.
Right.
So.
And so even though, you know, even though in your life and in my life we're surrounded by regular people that understand that even if they don't smoke pot or whatever, that they understand that they've got family members and friends and coworkers that do and they're fine, productive members of society and that it's absolutely ludicrous to be putting people in cages because they've decided to put things in their body that you might otherwise not decide to do. I think most people do understand that. It's just that the politicians, for whatever reason, manage to continue to pander to the idea that somehow that's bad and continue getting votes from it. Of course, they're backed up by the people that make money from the drug war, like the police associations and people like that. So the entire system is just so entrenched. I'm with my co-host Mark here. The federal government's a complete waste of time.
And
secession is the answer.
I'd caution you with for the use of the term conservative. I certainly would have used that term to describe myself at one point, but it draws up in people's minds that you don't want to let gay people get married and that you want to, you want to prosecute wars all over the world or whatever.
Well, you know, I am a Christian person and I believe that marriage is between a man and a woman. But if you want to have some type of civil union, that's fine. Just don't call it marriage.
Well,
you know,
I understand you're trying to protect the terminology marriage. But Mike, I guess the question that I would ask you is, would you use the government to protect this, you know, this civil union against this union that you're calling marriage?
That's a beautiful point. I really like that.
Here's the thing is, you know, marriage was originally a vow between God and a man and a woman. It was, you know, that's who it was. And the government kind of slipped in there and they really got their toes into it when, you know, the South lost the war and black people were wanting to marry white people and they didn't want that to happen. So they decided to start giving licenses to get married so that they could control to some extent who did that. Now it's just a revenue collection thing, but it does prevent
it's more than that, though.
Two men from getting married if they want, or two women from getting married if they want in some states. And
well, I want you guys to know that I listen to your show every time I come home from bass fishing. I'm an avid bass fisherman, and one night I was listening to you just out of the blue, didn't know who you were, and you talked about how the police are not your friends, and I said, these guys are smart.
Yeah, well, it's so true. I mean, I would like to be able to say that they are our friends, but they clearly aren't. I mean, there are some good guys out there, but
Andy Griffith would have been a great one.
The bad apples are all over the place, and you know, as far as the marriage thing is concerned, I want to just touch on something else. I mean, as Mark pointed out, it was originally marriage licenses were originally instituted for racist reasons to keep white folks from marrying black folks.
That's not necessarily originally, but they certainly got their claws into it.
And so the correct position to take on marriage is not that the people that want to be able to get married, the gay people that want to be able to get married, are taking the wrong position. But I understand why they are, because they're sort of stuck in the box and they can't see it from the outside. But the correct position to take is to abolish government involvement in marriage entirely, because the government.
I agree 100%.
Absolutely. If you love somebody, you should not have to go to some government bureaucrat and beg them for permission slip in order to show somebody how much you love them, whether you're a man or a woman. And a man and a man, or a woman or a woman. I think that, you know.
The priest that married me in the church that married me, there's no way that man and that church would ever marry two men or two women.
However, if there was a church and there was a priest that wanted to marry men together or women together, then that should be their business. You know, it's none of my darn business what people want to do with themselves. And I don't care what they call it.
The only thing that I would argue on it is when we have it in the public spotlight and it infiltrates my child's mind in the privacy of my home through the public television. I don't like that.
Well, you can always turn off the TV, my friend.
I understand where you're coming from on that. And the thing is we've been miseducated throughout the years to believe that airwaves are public. The television station that's broadcasting the news to you and your children and all that stuff is owned by somebody, and that's somebody, just like you, has an agenda. If you don't like their agenda...
But, of course, that would be solved. That problem, your objection there, would be solved in the absence of government involvement in marriage. I mean, if government wasn't involved in marriage, it would no longer be an issue, because then nobody would be begging for any sort of special privileges or special rights or anything like that. They'd just go out and they'd get married.
There wouldn't be a gay agenda, because they wouldn't be trying to achieve anything.
I'm just glad that I can actually talk to somebody that believes in what I believe in, that has a brain in their head and is not some stupid college student that just smokes dope and doesn't even really know what they think or believe in.
Well, I'd like to say that I smoke marijuana a whole lot, so just so you know. And just because you smoke marijuana doesn't mean you're a dum-dum, that's for sure.
Now, you know what I'm trying to say, though.
Yes.
When I was a stupid college kid, man, all I did was drugs because it was fun. And I really didn't have any affirmative opinion on anything because I didn't have it based on anything.
Well, everything at that point in your life has been what's been spoon-fed to you, whether it's been from your parents or whether it's been from the college teachers. I mean, these kids, they feel like they're smart because they've been told, well, you're smart, you went to college. But at the same time,
we're all winners.
They're just more heavily indoctrinated is really what the case is. Hey, here, we're going to invite you here in a few moments and tell people a little bit more about the Liberty Forum. We'll tell you about that here in a few moments. But pay attention to that, because if you've enjoyed a conversation with us, you would really enjoy being surrounded by literally hundreds of people that are like-minded, all in the same place, enjoying one another's company, having a convention up here in New Hampshire. We'll tell you more about the Liberty Forum in a bit. I thank you for the call tonight. 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. The Free State Project's Liberty Forum's happening in March. We'll tell you what it's all about. Of course, take your calls about whatever you want, and we'll talk about the jobs issue if we get a chance. This is your show. It's the Saturday edition of Free Talk Live.
I am so frustrated. I can't seem to remember anything anymore.
What?
Seriously, my memory and attention span is terrible. I read something and forget. I forget people's names. I hear all this great information on the radio and I want to tell people, but I forget.
Okay, slow down. Poor attention and memory loss is not your fault. Factors like fluoride in the water, aluminum in deodorants, genetically modified foods, the way the education system taught you. It's all meant to dumb you down. You know, I can remember everything now, even entire books.
What? How?
There is this website called School of Phenomenal Memory. Their online course is a real breakthrough in the field of memory improvement. In fact, they guarantee that every single person will be able to memorize any type of information, including entire books, after they complete just 60 lessons. And they offer a no questions asked, no time limit, money back guarantee.
Wow. What's the website?
Now, don't forget, it's pmemory.net. The letter P, memory.net.
Did you know that it's a documented fact 80% of all Americans and 85% of people around the world suffer from internal parasites and parasitic infection? You may be one of millions of people suffering from one of dozens of debilitating chronic diseases from these parasites, and your doctor would never know it. In fact, clinically detected parasites account for only 1% of all cases. Don't continue to suffer from pain due to misdiagnosis. Now you can fight internal parasites, heavy metal poisoning, and high cholesterol naturally and safely by mixing fossilized phytoplankton powder, also known as FPP, with your favorite beverage once a day. FPP is used around the world, has numerous uses, and is now available to you from Freshwater Organics. FPP strengthens skin, hair, and bones, lowers cholesterol, and is an excellent source of natural plant-based silica with 14 trace minerals. Order some today at freshwaterorganics.com. Again, that's freshwaterorganics.com, or call 888-949-3570.
Drinkin' Mate proudly presents another mind-boggling episode of America's toughest quiz show, That's Too Complicated. Let's see if we can figure out which contestant got the intellectual edge after an evening of partying by using Drinkin' Mate.
For 20 points in the win, Nilt, GLUR5 and blank kinate receptor subunits in hippocampal neurons co-assemble to form functional receptors.
Pony?
Oh, too bad. Yes, Chip. The logical companion of GLUR5, GLUR6. You've won the game!
Hey, life is like a game, and if you want to win, you've got to give it your best every day, which doesn't always happen after an evening of celebrating with friends and family. That's why there's Drinkin' Mate, a patented formula of guava leaf extract proven to reduce the effects of hangover. It restores balance to your body, keeping headaches and nausea at bay, and it really works. Tell them, Don.
Drinkin' Mate. I wouldn't be able to read this without it.
Available at quality retailers nationwide. Drinkin' Mate urges you to please drink responsibly.
You know, I know exactly what you're thinking when it comes to this economy. The banks are crashing. The stock market's a mess. There's the mortgage crisis. There's the lending crisis. There is the food and gasoline prices through the ceiling crisis. And we're paralyzed a little bit. We don't know exactly how to respond to it. I don't know what to say. What can you do? Do what you can do. That's what you do. You do what you can do. But what I can do is I can put some food away. I know there's a global food shortage. I can read it. I can go to eFoodsDirect.com, read hundreds of articles about this. I can go up on the Google website and Google food shortage and see the world's a mess. I know it. You know it. Look at the prices. Look where they're headed. Be prepared. Take care of yourself. You owe your family some security, some sense of self-being, a little bit of self-reliance is a good idea right now. Get some food from eFoodsDirect.com. Go up to eFoodsDirect.com right now. Look, hey, you don't even have to can your own food anymore. We canned it for you. That's 1-800-409-5633. eFoodsDirect.com. 1-800-409-5633. Call us now.
This is the GCN Radio Network, home to hard-hitting talk radio.
This is Free Talk Live. It is the live Saturday edition. You can bring up whatever you want if you dial toll-free 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line, and it's Ian here with you.
And Mark.
You can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. All the features on the site are free, so enjoy those on us, including the bulletin board system where you can get interactive with over 400,000 posts. There's a lot to talk about, serious issues, fun stuff. You find it all free at bbs.freetalklive.com. That's bbs.freetalklive.com. You know, a few moments ago, Mark, we were talking with we're going to get back to the calls, but I want to talk briefly about the Liberty Forum. We were talking with Casey in Washington. Well, there was a mic on hold, but he dropped. Anyway, we were talking with Casey in Washington, who had told us that, you know, one day he was coming home from out on the water doing some fishing, and he heard Free Talk Live and was stunned because, you know, you just don't hear radio like this. You don't hear people taking real life positions in regards to that, you know, that aren't trying to advocate for our neighbors being thrown in prison cells, as he pointed out, for smoking a joint. Like, we're real people that understand this. Plus, we're taking positions that are based on liberty, that are principled, that are understanding of that if we want to be free, we have to allow our neighbors to be free. And we're not on the air advocating that we want to control our neighbors in one way or another. And he was, you know, just shocked that there could be a show like this, because normally when you listen to talk radio, all you hear is one side or the other, the red team or the blue team, talking about how bad the other team is, and talking about how what they want to impose their view for America on everyone by the threat of force. So it can be a real, I think, refreshing encounter to stumble across Free Talk Live, and I certainly love it when I hear calls like that, because I think we're helping validate people. Like, you know, they've always thought that something was wrong, but yet they couldn't find anybody to agree with them outside of their own personal circle of friends. It seems like everybody in the media is all in favor of the status quo, or in favor of slight changes to the status quo, and I could see how that could be frustrating to somebody. And then all of a sudden it's like, oh my gosh, maybe I'm not the only one out there like this, or one of few. Now, while I do think that people that think our way are relatively in the minority, I would like to invite people like Casey and those others who, you know, Casey was talking about how he really enjoyed the conversation with us. And I would like to suggest that you come out to the Liberty Forum. Come on out in early March. It's, I think, the first weekend in March. Here in New Hampshire, it's going to be in Nashua, New Hampshire. You can go to freestateproject.org/libertyforum. Because if you knew that there were people who were thinking like you were, who understand the ideas of liberty, who understand that in order to be free, you must allow your neighbors to also be free, who understand and have internalized these ideas, if you knew that there were people like that all coming to the same place, that they were converging on one geographic location, instead of being so deluded in the rest of the country, instead of feeling so alone, if you knew that those people were coming together in the same place, and I don't just mean on one day or one weekend like the Liberty Forum is a three-day event on a weekend. I mean in general. There's a movement. It's called the Free State Project. And the idea is to move as many liberty-loving individuals all to the same place. And this happens, the place that was chosen was New Hampshire, for obvious reasons, you know, live free or die, no state income tax, sales tax, all that stuff. It's a good starting point. There's still plenty of big government here in New Hampshire, but it's not as big as elsewhere. It's not as intrusive as elsewhere. And so it's a good starting point to turn things around and to evolve, to move forward, and to get away from threatening neighbors and get away from the coercive authoritarian state and move toward a more voluntary interaction. A consent-based society. That's what I'm all in favor of. And, of course, there are some people that are real small government types here, too.
That'd be me.
And so there are all kinds of people from the spectrum of small government to complete freedom to the true free market. People of all, the different variations in between those two points are coming here, and they're getting active instead of just being completely ineffective where they currently are. They're coming here.
Defeated.
Yeah, and they're getting together, and they're making a difference. There are already things happening here that are just absolutely unprecedented. You know, I briefly mentioned earlier, Mark, that there's a marijuana protest scheduled. And it's not the one that we've been talking about doing. It's another one. It's just been thrown out there. One of the activists, an 18-year-old, very young man from California, moved here to New Hampshire. He doesn't smoke marijuana. However, it will be he who is performing this upcoming marijuana civil disobedience. He has announced that he's going to contact the media and maybe the cops and tell them in advance where he's going to be.
I'm not sure the media gives a damn.
But when he's going to be there. And, well, I don't know, Mark. I think that if I were in charge of the newsroom and I heard about this, I'd want to be covering it. Because he's going to go into a public place and announce in advance that he's going to be holding a piece of marijuana in his hand. Now, he's not a marijuana smoker, so he doesn't plan on smoking it. He's not going to get high. But he's outraged by the fact that friends of his, people that he knows and respects, have been thrown in cold prison cells as a result of them possessing marijuana. And he's outraged by it enough to the point where he's willing to put his freedom on the line for it. What kind of activism like that is happening anywhere else? I mean, there's all kinds of political stuff happening, too, but that's civil disobedience. That's, you know, that's like Rosa Parks, Gandhi stuff. I think it's an amazing event, and that's going on here in New Hampshire. And there are more people like him coming here every single week.
I think that, you know, when it comes to marijuana laws, that there's a lot that one can do in the area of civil disobedience to
and it hasn't started
stave things off.
Right. For the most part, nobody does civil disobedience in this country. So we're starting to see it happening here in New Hampshire. We're seeing some amazing changes going on. And this is only with a few hundred people having moved in as part of the Free State Project. But they're not just your few hundred average folk. These are a few hundred people that get liberty and are willing to do something about it. So if you knew that those people were all going to be hanging out together on one weekend here in New Hampshire, would you want to come and meet some of them? because they're interesting folks. Come on out to the Liberty Forum. Go to freestateproject.org/Liberty Forum, and you'll be able to meet a lot of the regular people that have moved here as part of the Free State Project. A number of people are also, of course, considering moving. Some people are planning to move, but they haven't quite moved yet, and they're all going to gather together, and they're going to have what is essentially a convention. It's a weekend-long convention in a hotel. There's panel discussions. There's special speakers. And I mean big names. Has anybody ever heard of Kane from the WWE? Ever heard of that guy? Kane? Glenn Jacobs. He's the man behind the mask.
Last year there was John Stossel. So, I mean, they bring big names.
So Glenn Jacobs is going to be there. There are also a bunch of other folks that, you know, I'm not going to go down the laundry list. There are so many different speakers. You can get the full list over at freestateproject.org/Liberty Forum. Oh, Richard Heller. I'll mention him. He was the guy involved in the major gun case over the summer in D.C., D.C. versus Heller. He's a Free State Project member. Glenn Jacobs is a Free State Project member. This is a real movement, and there are some really big names associated with it. Of course, Free Talk Live, we're not big, but we'll be there. We'll be there broadcasting live the entire time. Look forward to meeting you. Head over to freestateproject.org/Liberty Forum. Get signed up and join us here in New Hampshire for a weekend of wonderful networking, fun, parties, panel discussions, speeches. It's a blast. You really should come out. freestateproject.org/Liberty Forum and use this code to get 10% off. 2009 FTL. That's 2009 FTL. As we go to your phone calls and talk to Neil in California. Neil, you're on Free Talk Live. Neil.
Hey guys, am I there?
You are on the air. What's on your mind?
All right, well, you know, I just had a quick story for you. I'm dealing with a code enforcer. I call her the garage enforcer of my own.
Okay.
And, you know, I feel your pain with the whole couch thing. I haven't gotten hauled into court yet or ordered to go to court yet, but what happened was I had some garbage cans on the side of my house, which is where we store them when they're not out in the
sure.
street. And my neighbor and I both do that. Well, she drives up in a truck one day, little white pickup, and starts taking pictures of my house.
Your neighbor or the code enforcer?
The code enforcer. My neighbor and I are on great terms.
Got it.
And she starts taking pictures, so I ask her what the problem is, and she tells me I need to move them out of, you know, wherever they are. I told her they've been there for 3 years, 4 years. You know, even before I moved into the house, they had a cement slab for them. Well, there really wasn't a whole lot getting around. She was either going to ticket me for it, or I had to move them to the back of my house. So I moved them back of my house, and as I finish with her, I open up my garage where my art studio is. I work out of my house, and I converted my garage into a studio.
Uh-oh.
Well, she really seemed to have a problem. At first, she thought someone lived in there. I told her no one lived in there. But she told me that I wasn't allowed to have anything in my garage except for my car.
And oh, wow.
When I asked her about that, when I said, you know, can I have tools in my garage? Because, I mean, probably every single guy on this street
sure.
has tools. And she goes,
sure.
absolutely not. Nothing except for your car can be in the garage. And I questioned her, and I said, why?
People.
It's
yeah,
because
exactly.
it's her garage. Hey, Neil, I'll bring you back. You can continue your story here in moments. It's her garage. It's not your garage. The government owns your garage and the rest of your property, apparently. More on the way. This is Free Talk Live.
Men, are you urinating more frequently? Do you wake up to urinate? Now be honest, is your sex drive what it used to be? Don't ignore the warning signs. Prostate problems begin around age 40, and by 60, one out of every two men will have these symptoms, and they do not go away. Take Superbeta Prostate. It has 3,000 times more concentration of the key ingredient in saw palmetto. It's so powerful, you'd have to take 100 saw palmetto capsules in order to get the same health benefits of one Superbeta Prostate. Try it risk-free for 30 days and give your prostate the nutrition it needs. For a risk-free trial of Beta Prostate, call 1-800-246-6204. That's 1-800-246-6204. With Superbeta Prostate, you get results or you get your money back. Call 1-800-246-6204. That's 1-800-246-6204.
In a world of government oppression and tyranny, the struggle between freedom and fascism comes a story about two people who are faced with the challenge to stand up and do the right thing for liberty.
The whole country's on a bus. The crazy driver. If the passengers can't get hold of the wheel,
We're all going to go over the cliff.
GCN brings you Uncivil Liberties, a movie the government does not want you to see. A political thriller ripped from today's headlines. Domestic spying, wiretapping, government chipping, and more.
The government's going to know where everybody's ass is every minute of the day and night.
For your copy of this hard-hitting film that will open your eyes, go to UncivilLiberties.com to receive your full-length feature on DVD. Normally $30. Special promotion for GCN listeners for only $13.95. That's UncivilLiberties.com to view the movie trailer, read reviews, and purchase the DVD. UncivilLiberties.com. In this world, liberty is all that we have, and we must take it back. Support independent media. Purchase a copy today at UncivilLiberties.com.
Silver is mankind's oldest natural antibiotic. This very special mineral has been used for centuries by most cultures throughout the world. Utopia, Texas is home to a small but mighty supplement company called Utopia Silver, who offers colloidal products produced in distilled water without use of animal protein, nitrates, or saline solutions. Because our colloidal silver is made up of nano-sized particles, it can be better utilized at the cellular level, and germs can't mutate to be resistant like they can to modern-day antibiotics. Utopia Silver has a broad range of health supplements, including colloidal silver, gold, and copper, with a money-back guarantee on the colloidal products we produce. For 4 years, Utopia Silver has been fighting in the Texas courts against agencies that would steal our God-given rights of health care and freedom of speech. Visit us today at utopiasilver.com. That's U-T-O-P-I-A, silver.com. Or call 888-213-4338, 888-213-4338, and help us win this battle.
With food prices soaring to all-time highs, as the dollar continues to fall in value, what can you and your family do to guarantee that fresh, nutritious vegetables will make it to your dinner table? Garden in a Can. Garden in a Can is your source for premium, long-term storable seeds. Garden in a Can is ready when you are. Plant them now or store them for when you really need them. There are 16 large, hermetically sealed, non-hybrid, open-pollinated packets of seeds, along with detailed planting instructions sealed in a can for ultimate long-term protection. Garden in a Can. It's that simple. Fresh. Healthy. Easy. Only $69.95 for over a half acre of safe, fresh vegetables. Ready when you are. Stop procrastinating and start preparing with Garden in a Can. For more details, visit GardenInACan.com today. That's GardenInACan.com or call 866-598-7396, 866-598-7396.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231 and log on at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live, and only moments remain. Maybe enough time for your call. 800-259-9231. That number brought to you by SACL CAI. It's the live Saturday edition of the program, and it's Ian here with you. And Mark, you can join us online at freetalklive.com. The features are free, so enjoy those on us. Now, if you like the show and you want to help support Free Talk Live, you can do it by shopping with us at amazon.freetalklive.com. Enter Amazon through that link. Free Talk Live gets a percentage of your purchase. You know Amazon. They're the world's largest internet retailer. They've got virtually everything that you might need to buy. They've even got groceries. I mean it. Amazon.freetalklive.com. When you enter through that link, that will result in Free Talk Live getting a cut. Even if you're buying used items through Amazon, we still get a percentage. So enter through amazon.freetalklive.com.
The Institute for Humane Studies is now offering free seminars over for spring break. This March, join other libertarians from across the country for an intense and interdisciplinary exploration of classical liberal and libertarian thought. Participation is free. IHS provides housing and meals during the conference. Apply now to attend a seminar at the University of California and Emory University in Georgia. Visit libertarianseminars.com for more information. It's open to undergraduates, graduate students, and recent graduates. I'd like to point out that classical liberal doesn't mean what liberal means to Rush Limbaugh today.
800-259-9231. We continue with Neil in California, who is telling us a story about the code enforcers, or in this case, the garage enforcer, that came out to your house originally to tell you they had a problem with your trash cans. You fixed the problem, which you're saying it wasn't a problem. It'd been that way for 3 years. You keep your trash cans on the side of the house. Apparently they had a problem with that. But as you'd opened your garage, I guess, to go indoors, she spotted an art studio in your garage and essentially told told you that you couldn't have that there, that you can only keep a car in your garage. You said, well, what about tools? She said, you can't have that in your garage. Only cars are allowed in your garage there in wherever in California you are. And that was where we left off in the story. Do continue.
You guys have brought this up a number of times. I think it's really important to continuously question them, you know, so that you're not being put, you're putting them on the spot instead of you having to answer their questions. So,
absolutely. If you're answering questions, you're losing.
Yeah. So what I started doing was I said, you know, first of all, why? And she said, because it's against code and apparently it's a fire hazard. So I said, you know, well, what can I have in my garage? Because tools aren't a fire hazard. My yeah. hammer's not a fire hazard. And this will go into my question, but what she said was nothing except for your car can be in your garage because it's a fire hazard. And I said, you know what? I work with charcoals and water-based paints. Nothing in there is a fire hazard unless I put my car in there, which has gasoline. I said, now, my car has gasoline in it. Is that not a fire hazard? And she was kind of put on the spot. She didn't respond to my question. All she told me was, listen, I'm going to cite you for this unless you agree to move it to move all that stuff out, and you can only have
right.
your car in there.
She didn't have a logical answer, so she went back to her threat of force.
Exactly. So, you know, I shut the door. I said, you know, I take everything out, which I didn't, and I'm not.
Are you going to black out your windows?
No, it's a garage, so I just shut the door. There's no windows on there.
Oh, okay.
And, you know, unless they, you know, bust the door open, they're not coming in. And, you know, if that's what they're going to have to do, that's what they're going to have to do. However,
how long ago did this go down?
This happened about 3 months ago, and I've spoken with her twice, and I just refused to open the door.
So when she's you know, come back, she's physically come back to your house to check on you?
Yeah, well, you know, on certain days, what they do is they drive around the neighborhoods looking mm-hmm. for anything that violates. I mean, if
sure.
you have, you know, a sign on your lawn that can't be there, if you have a trash can in front of your house or on the side of your house and it's supposed to be in the back, anything that violates code. I mean, if you have a wetsuit, a lot of people surf out here, have wetsuits hanging over their balconies, apparently that violates a code. And they go around and they raise...
Is it a fire probably, hazard?
You know, they just go around raising revenue like
sure
that.
They do.
People just obey and they obey,
yep.
and then, you know, people don't question it. They just want them to go away.
Yep.
And, you know, I told her I wasn't opening the garage. She didn't have any reason to go into the garage. I told her I'd moved everything out, and, you know, she hasn't really pressed it any further.
I hope she doesn't show up with cops.
Well, I mean, she could, but if that's what they want to do, I mean, that's what they're going to have to do. But, you know, again, I don't go looking for trouble, but, you know, I'm going to defend my rights. I mean, it's my own house, for
right.
God's sakes. You know,
it's always
yeah,
them that brings the trouble.
If you drive down the street, I swear, if you open up every single person's garage, you're going to find more than just a car in there.
That's what people do. They fill spaces.
So what happened was I got kind of angry, and after, you know, this whole thing, and I was like, you know, I'm going to see if I can get some kind of position where I can change things. I'm a young guy, I'm 27 years old, and, you know, a lot of these people that are on the city councils and, you know, the planning boards and stuff like that, I can't stand what they do.
Mm-hmm.
However, I would just like to go and just be the Ron Paul who just stands up there and just throws a wrench in their gears and just throws out, you know, why are you making this person do this? No, I'm not going to vote for that. And what happened was, it's just, I mean, some of these people have been on, I mean, I'm 27 years old, there's people that have literally been sitting on the council. There's a woman in Laguna Beach that's been on there for 27 years. You know, and everyone else has been on there for years and years and years too.
Yeah.
And I mean, it's just, it's so when I started listening to you guys a few months ago, I started getting your podcast, which I voted for every single day now. It's like a voice of reason, and there's other people out there like me, which is great. But you know, what I was wondering with you guys is how much luck have you guys had in getting people, or are you trying to actively get people into local government? Because I know that's where we can start to make a difference.
You're talking about the Free State Project?
The Free State Project, up there, especially up there in Keene.
Well, number one, the Free State Project is simply a movement of liberty activists here to New Hampshire. What they do when they get here is completely up to them. But those activists have really been quite active in the realm of politics. We did mention earlier tonight that there are over 150 New Hampshire Liberty Alliance qualified candidates, endorsed candidates running. Now, those are not not all free staters, because what we've seen happen is what we expected to happen, and that is that these great activists that are coming here to New Hampshire as part of the Free State Project are essentially energizing the old burned out activists of that have lived here for a long time that might have sort of thrown up their hands in frustration at all the as they call them, the mass holes coming up here from Massachusetts, coming and bringing their statist ways up here. So what we've seen is sort of a resurgence in activism from the New Hampshire natives, as well as the Free Staters that have come up here. And to be honest with you, the Free Staters have only been here for a couple of years now, 2 or 3 years for the most part, because it's relatively early on in the phase of people moving in. We're getting more movers now than we've ever gotten before.
Real quick, what I was thinking was, and I was thinking about this last night because you kind of seemed, hopeless at some times when you were thinking about the whole electoral process and going, getting into their system and everything else. But what I was thinking was, if you had enough activists move up there, which it looks like you guys are making, some headway now, not everybody in a city votes anyway, but if you can get, all of your activists who are probably willing to at least participate in local government to just go in there and vote, and then if you could run a few candidates, and if you're having a few hundred people move up there, every, year or so, I think that you guys can at least take over.
I think you're absolutely right about that, though I don't like the terms like take over, and that's why I'm not so involved in politics.
Take back.
But I think that you're right. I think that here, at least in New Hampshire, political solutions are a possibility. I think they're a relatively good possibility, and we're going to know more here within the next week because, again, those 150-plus candidates, we'll know whether they won or not by the end of next week or by Wednesday. So we'll certainly have more to crow about, hopefully, at that point. But what I wanted to point out was a lot of the Free Staters that have moved in, you have to be here 2 years in order to be a candidate for state representative. And so just now, this year, we're seeing people that have been here long enough in order to actually go ahead and run for those state rep offices. So you're going to see more action over time in that particular realm. And, of course, if you come here and help us out, then it'll happen that much sooner. I thank you for the call tonight, and good luck
Thanks
with your situation. Let us know what happens if that bureaucrat comes out again to harass you more. 800-259-9231. Let's get Adam in here. Adam from South Carolina, listening to WSC-FM.
Hey, how's it going?
Hey, great. What's on your mind?
Well, I wanted to know what y'all thought about Barack Obama's point that he made earlier that that he made a couple of years ago that apparently was recorded, him saying that one of the worst things that came out of the civil rights movement was the fact that they didn't handle the redistribution of wealth. They didn't do anything with it.
Well, are you talking like I did hear some of the comment. All I remember is redistribution of wealth. And to me, that's a socialist buzzword. And as far as I'm concerned, socialism's been proven over and over and over and over again not to work. But we keep on trying it seems, we being humans. But I would caution you that, in fact, I think that both of the major presidential candidates are socialists. I think that John McCain
he's a national socialist.
Right. He's he wants to take your money and give it to big business and people who are in the military. Barack Obama wants to take your money and give it to unions and people that are poor.
And the bureaucrats running the programs.
Well, right. In both cases, it's the bureaucrats that work for the federal government that are going to get your money in the process.
I don't know if that really answered your question, but we're out of time. My friend, call us next week.
I think what Barack Obama said sucked. That's
there you go. Thanks for the call, dude. I think it all sucks at the federal level. And good luck to you guys as you go out to vote, if you're voting, next week. We'll talk to you next week. Otherwise, if you're getting our weekday show starting Monday, we'll talk to you then online in the meantime at freetalklive.com.
This November, support the real libertarian. Support George Phillies for president. George wants Uncle Sam out of your wallet, bedroom, and gun locker. This November, send Henry Paulson and those congressional bailout crooks a message. Vote Libertarian. In New Hampshire, vote Phillies for President. Donate at ChooseGeorge.org. That's ChooseGeorge.org.
Paid for by Phillies 2008. This is George Phillies, Libertarian for President. I approved of this message.
Looking for profit? Looking for safety and security? The $10 Olympic commemorative gold coin offers both. This low mintage collector coin with a total series mintage under $600,000 has sold at 4 times its current price. Falling dollar values and inflation make this likely to happen again. Secure your position today. Call Midas Resources at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
Are you